was very disappointing. It took a couple of days to get over it. I suppose the main thing is that we just didn't perform. I think the attitude of, I suppose, the Cork teams over the last couple of years has been, you go onto the pitch, you give it everything, and once you give it everything, you have no regrets. And unfortunately, we have a lot of regret after last Sunday. We just didn't give it everything. But look, you have those days, and you have to learn from them as well.
And particularly, I'd say in defeat, you welcome the Camogie or the ladies' football then, and the turn in focus.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had to go straight back into training Tuesday. It focused us back again straight away. You know, I suppose Rena, Hannah, Libby, and myself are lucky that we have that focus. The other girls, you know, I suppose it's probably a little bit harder for them to focus on things, but I suppose club championship is there and stuff. So look, we just didn't perform. It's very disappointing. We're all very disappointed, but look, that's the way it goes. That's sport. Things will be a lot worse.
And actually, I was talking to James Masters a couple of minutes ago, and he did say that, you know, he praised you for coming back in, and you were straight back at it. Like, and he talked about the intensity you're training at the moment, preparing for this All-Ireland now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we trained well the last couple of weeks. You know, I suppose we were a bit distracted with the Camogie, so we missed a week there after the Manning game. But, you know, I suppose it's been very good. The girls are in great form. But again, there's no point in being in good form now unless we finish off the job next Sunday.
Mm. I hate to harp on about it now, but does the Camogie defeat make more of an impact on the ladies' football then, when you're trying to get back to winning ways?
I suppose for me, definitely. You know, I suppose leading up to the Camogie final, I prepared differently than I normally did, which was very unusual for me. So I suppose you learn from those things not to change your routine. I don't know why I did, but for some reason I did. So yeah, I think it'll definitely build up the bit of hunger, and it'll definitely remember no regrets. And that, I think, that is our main motto. So yeah, I think it definitely will drive you on. I suppose when you win, you have that little bit of confidence going through. And when you lose, then you have a little bit more drive. Yeah.
What do you nobody ever really fears this Cork team because of what they've proven themselves capable of in the past when games aren't going their way. But how do you feel you're set going into this All-Ireland final?
Sure, look, I suppose we're playing Dublin. They know us inside out. They're out for serious revenge against us, and we just have to keep our heads down, keep plucking away. It's going to be a 50-50 game. It'll go down to the very last minute, and I think whoever has a little bit of luck on the day, I think they'll be the ones that'll come out on top. So you know, sometimes you just have to make your own luck too. So it'll be a very tough battle, but we're just going to have to drive on and make sure that we don't be as disappointed as we were 2 weeks ago.
And you know, like every year, there's been a couple of new faces in the team this year. How do you feel your team is gelling at this stage in the year now?
Yeah, I think we're gelling very well. I think the backs are playing outstanding, and the forwards are doing really well as well. Orla Finn has slotted in nicely, taking the freeze. I suppose we always thought Val was irreplaceable, but she's slotted in very nicely left and right. She's doing really, really well.
Yeah, that's with respect to Valerie, that Orla has been such a revelation this year, you know.
Oh, completely. Sure, Valerie was excellent with the freeze, and Geraldine Flynn was excellent with the freeze as well. But you know, girls have stepped up. Shauna Kelly has stepped up, and instead of Jur, which isn't an easy spot to fill at all. So you know, she's flying. So we just need a big game out of everyone next Sunday, and hope for the best.
And under new manager Aoife Fitzgerald, how's things different this year?
Sure, of course things are different. But you know, things have been going really well. Training's different, but sure, it's a change as well. You know, I've trained under Raymond since 2004, so it was a big change starting off. But yeah, we've had a great year. Training's been different. James Masters and Mike Carroll are doing the training with us as well, and they're excellent. And sure, of course, we still have Frankie and Pazza, which we're delighted to have, and Bridget. So half changed, half the same, but it's great.
Breed, we've seen you on the Lidl campaign all over the country. Actually, you popped up in London this week, apparently, and a billboard there, the serious support campaign that Lidl have got behind the ladies' football. You'll hope that attendances can be huge, and particularly from a Cork point of view on Sunday as well.
Yeah, I think we definitely need as much support as we can get. You know, when when your back's against the wall and you have the crowd around you, it definitely helps. Sure, look, I suppose the Leeds football have done huge with Lidl, and Lidl have done an all-merciful amount of PRO stuff and everything, so they've been excellent. And if that billboard was up in London, that's pretty impressive, in fairness.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's really good, and they're thinking outside the box, and they're always doing something new. You know, I think in every Lidl store locally to any of the girls, they've best wishes put up for them, both Dublin and Cork. But you know, it's, you know, that's a really nice touch, like, it's getting it out there, it's something that hasn't been done before. And look, attendance at the match doesn't really bother me. I just want to get out and play the game and be sure and try and win. But of course, for the sport and Leeds football for years to come, it's great
stuff. Breed, best of luck.
Thanks very much, Lisa.